beauty. It's, you know, it's just been a beautiful day and just been, you know, connecting with spirit and just kind of like clearing and cleansing. Like, I've just been feeling more and more, and I don't know if y'all been feeling this, but I've just been feeling like I really want to go inward, and there's, you know, a lot of dreams have been coming true and manifesting has come true for me, and I just kind of want to take a pause and be like, okay, what's the next step? I just kind of want to like take a breather here. And I feel like, you know, these pink moons are definitely for that. And I was getting that feeling before the pink moon arrived. And lo and behold, I found the information about pink moon. And this is exactly what this is about. I literally said to myself, I need to figure out what I want. And I literally went and did some research. I was like, this is what the pink moon is about. It's going inward, figuring out what you want. I was like, oh my God, I was I was totally connecting with it. I was totally feeling that energy. Like, I need to go inward. I need to inspire. I need to be inspired. And this is definitely a great way to do it. So anyways, let's continue. Let's get back with some Clash. Stay tuned. This is 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. So stay tuned. Lots of Clash coming your way.
Offer me the office, offer me the shop. You said I'd better take everything they got. Do you wanna make tea at the BBC? You wanna be, do you really wanna be a car? Career opportunity, the one I'm never not. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never not. I hate the army, I hate the RAF. I don't wanna die fighting in a full-clothed street. I hate civil service rules. I won't open letterbox for you. Career opportunities, I'm one of them or not. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunities, I'm one of them or not.
He gives it to me, anything I want. He gives it, but not for free, paid for. Okay, so that's, we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. I need it, I need it.
I like it, I want it. Wait, I like it, I love it. I want some more of it,
Yeah, that's great.
Anything I want.
Okay, sorry, I'm still stuck in that world. This is great. I just want to wish my nephew Gavin a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Gavin. I hope all your dreams and wishes come true. Hope you have an excellent birthday and you get everything that you want. I love you. So I just wanted to say that. Okay. So let's continue. So, you know, get your spirit guide, get your spirit animals, whatever it is that you see, whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you need, whatever you're asking for. You don't even need to ask, what do I want? You can ask any question, or you can just receive the healing. So I'm just gonna take a few moments to, you know, get on this drum and do a little bit of healing, shamanic healing. You know, I may start singing, I may start talking, or I may just drum. So I'm just gonna feel into the energy.
Thank you.
we called now and connecting to this higher place of shamanic healing and receiving the energy, receiving good, receiving to evolve to what is next in our evolution and to say yes to it. Right here, we're saying yes to it. Right here, we are opening up to exactly what it is that we need here in this beautiful space, you see. Right here, Infinite Spirit welcomes you to you. This is a portal right now to be welcome to you, to connect to you, to be with you, to love you, to cherish you and hold you. All things are good and real. All things are good and real. All things are good and real. Here in healing and love right now in this magnificent place, in this magnificent channel right here. And all that love and love and light and here within your heart and freedom. Freedom, freedom, free speech, all the good things that are all real and the blessings that are granted here on Freeform Radio and giving thanks and giving gratitude, because gratitude is where it is. Gratitude is the root to freedom. Gratitude is the root and the road out of fear. And we welcome this in right now. We welcome this beautiful, magnificent place that we call God, the God self that shines within us and that harmonious light that is here with us and all that as well. Oh, yeah. You are the magnificent place, the magnificent infinite spirit right now and right here. And we summon all up all and gather the stars. We gather the stars and this is our reward and this is our finance and this is our money. This is our currency as the stars, the glowing stars within us, the glowing stars and the stars. And then we reach in the sky and our walking manifestation. We are this. Thank you to the infinite presence and the infinite light that surrounds us right now. Thank you. Thank you. On this beautiful infinite pink moon, we are here and blessed. Amen. Thank you. Joining me in the shamanic drumming and healing and up raising the vibration. Raising the vibration. 717, 7178, 7174. Right there on the dot. Make a wish. Okay, it passed. Anyways, I hope you're doing well. I hope you are feeling loved. I hope you're getting exactly what you need in this mixture of creativity, punk rock creativity, and Joe Strummer. And we are lifting our vibration. So, write down whatever it is that you saw in your journey. Keep it to you. Keep it sacred to you. That's for you. If you want to share it, you can share it, but that is for you. When I was drumming, I did see Joe Strummer. I was drumming with him. He was right there. He was right there. Very strong. Gathered more and more guidance coming in, and it felt good. It felt good. Thank you. Let's continue with some more Clash. Right here, I'm going to play some more from the Sandinista album. Stay tuned right here. A 91.5 FM, WMFO. Redford Tubbs, Freeform Radio. No doubt, soon enough your friends will find you out. Take care, you might not have much time to spare.
stay free.
Three, two, one, blast!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps, and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Bye. starved in Metropolis. Hooked on Necropolis. Addict of Metropolis. Do the worm on Acropolis. Slam dance Cosmopolis. Enlighten the populace.
Coming like a jail on wheels. 48 hours. down, but my legs are broken. Every time I miss it, cause I ain't got a chicken.
to question yourself, to question, what is it that I truly want? What am I growing into? And a lot of that music is the Clash is a foundation of that. It's true, real punk rock. So furthering along into understanding from his experience why this whole thing, why I needed to really feel what it was like to be with him the past days of his life, why he was showing me his last show and me being at his last shows and me being with him before he crossed over, was because, and having that feeling, and to be honest, it was a very melancholy feeling. So I feel like he was kind of, there was a sadness going on with Joe before he crossed over. And, you know, I hate to admit that, but that's real. That was what I was picking up, that melancholiness around him. And so, but the upside to this is that he wanted to share how we can utilize that truth. And so what he's saying is there was in the midst of making music. He was in the midst of making, you know, new music. And, you know, unfortunately he didn't get to finish it because, you know, he crossed over, but it was supposed to happen. And he was ready to go. But what they want you to know is don't cross over with that music still left unwritten, left unplayed, left unperformed. Because if there was something he could change in his life, it would have definitely went back and would have did the kind of music he wanted to do, made it the way that he wanted to make it, created to the fullest potential of how he wanted it. It felt there's an energy where he's feeling like he was kind of settling and he wasn't doing the fullest potential after the Clash. And after, you know, even though he was making music, there was a part of him that kind of gave up, are you saying? There was a part of him that kind of just, like, I did what I needed to do. I'm kind of, like, ready. And he, you know, he kind of chose to cross over at that time. He's like, I'm kind of ready to go. But he kind of wished he stayed, is what he was saying. He wished he didn't choose that to be more of his time to cross over. Even though now he's grateful for where he is, he's grateful for where his spirit's at. He needed me to experience this because he needed me, and for anyone who is listening, to understand whatever it is that you want to do, don't wait. We think we have time, but sometimes we really don't. I mean, do it now. We think we have all this time in the world, but don't wait till all of a sudden you want to be able to cross over and be like, well, I did this. I was able to do that. I live life to the fullest. But also, what is that creation that you're holding on to? What is that creation that you're not expressing because whatever fear, whatever blockages, whatever it is you think people will think, whatever excuses you have to not produce or create whatever it is that you want to create, don't turn that into a regret. Because he's saying he went through that. He's saying when this is one thing that he wish he would have done differently. He now that he crossed over, he's like, I had so much more resources, the knowledge I would have known, the whatever I was dealing with personally, I could have turned that all around and I could have made it exactly what I wanted to. But there were just certain things, there were, you know, the energies around him, things he would have more, you know, channeling more optimism in his life. And so he wants to bring this to you right now, that this is a time. So anytime you're getting inspired right now to do something completely different that you're not used to doing, that is a 180 shift, you have nothing to lose. If you fail, okay, you fail. That didn't work. On to the next. But the worst thing is not to try at all. The worst thing is to be like, I don't want to do that because I'm afraid to do that. And so, or I can't do that. Or these excuses of already putting in the failure into your mind about, or the story about what's going to happen if you do this thing, if you invest in this thing, if you put your time and energy in this thing, and then all of a sudden it turns out to be disappointing. This life is all you have right now. Right now, this is the only life. Yeah, we may reincarnate, but this is the only life you get to be you right here in this form. We're always going to be infinite spirit. We're always going to be the same energy. We're eternal being. But this is the only time you get to be here in this, in your physical costume, in your physical makeup. And the people and everyone that is playing the roles, this is the only time you get to have this moment. So do it, is what they're saying. Even if it's crazy, he's saying you don't have time, you know? Yes, you can be patient, take time with yourself, but those things that you're saying you're gonna get to, that's your dream? No. Because guess what? It just goes by like that. Don't let your dreams die. Like Langston Hughes says, hold fast to dreams, for dreams may die. Don't let your dreams go. And Joe Strummer is explaining how he was so grateful that he got to create. Don't get him wrong. He did create brilliant stuff. Look at what he's done for me. Look at what he's done for so many people. Look at what he's left here. He's left a beautiful, creative, musical legacy. But what he's saying is that he may have thrown in the towel too soon. And his spirit is saying he would have wanted to continue. He would have wanted to grow very, now that he's thinking about it, he would have came back and he would have grown very, very old, just continuously being in the studio, doing projects. So take with that what you need. I want to see if there's anything else he wants to say. Learn to be more present this week. It's important to stay present. There's a lot of changes going on. There's a lot of, you know, the retrograde is going to finally be over by the 25th. So try to be present. Try to be in the now and stay with, and how do you do that is with gratitude. And being present will help you understand more what it is that you want. It'll help you understand more that makes you happy. It will understand more that's trying to come in. The more present you are, the more information, the more messages you're going to get that's going to be more clear to you. You're going to get, the guidance is going to be sharper and more potent. So make sure you stay present throughout the day, present throughout the week, during the transition, during the pink moon, during this time. This is a good time to go in. This is a very good week right now. There's a lot of action that was going on. Aries was action-packed. Now it's time to, you know, that Taurus energy, go inward, home. Go in your home. Where's your home? Go within and feel, what is it? What do I want? What do I need? Really ask these questions and don't try not to be in a forceful state of like, I need to get something. I need to get insight. I need to know. Just let things flow. This is a time to flow. Watch a funny movie. Go meditate. Go walk outside. Take it easy. Be easy. And everything will come back and the action will come back. So thank you so much, Joe Strummer. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for coming in my dreams. And thank you for lighting me up. I'm totally understanding everything that you're saying. Thank you. So get into your innovative self. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Mullen, Night the Boston Medium. I love you so much. This is a wrap. Please join me next week, every Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out what surprises spirit has, what's in my dreams, what, because you never know, it's all a surprise. This is the spirit world through sound. This is mediumship through music. Please continue to stay open to spirit. I love you so much. Have a beautiful rest of the evening. And I'm going to leave you with some more, of course, some more Clash. Yeah. Woo!
I got it.
Yeah? Well, if it's all a gun you want.
We British will tear up the street.
We tear them gun you down.
No, I don't see you living in Germany.
The Yankees should be falling
off. Oh, nah, I couldn't tell you all. Yeah.